Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
Here. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome back, ITL boys. It's In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, FNTSY with ITL. We got the football podcast coming at you on Monday, so make sure to go check that out. Search In This League Fantasy Football on iTunes, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, wherever you want. We are most likely going to be there, and we'd love for you to subscribe and listen to it. Also, you can catch us over on the Fantasy Black Book, which is part of Fantrax, and you can listen to Joe, myself, and Bogman. Whole nother scope of the show. It's a pretty lively and funny show, and we'll break down those in a different way. It's a lot of football in this league coverage this year, more than ever.
Way more than ever. Like, yeah.
We double down on it for sure.
Yeah. I mean, we double down and then we have Fantrax double down and then I'm doing IDP also, and also two college shows. So I'm overexposed.
How did week one of IDP stuff go? Like Gary Davenport, Bogman's co-host, was Gary happy with initial ranks? I went off of Gary's ranks in some of these, and so far so good outside of CJ Mosley getting hurt.
Yeah. I mean, there were a couple ones that were surprising because he predicted Morgan Burnett to be very good and he got benched, but he said that Myles Garrett was his call to get defensive player of the year before week one. And then he went off for 3 sacks.
Wow.
So
I went off of his Buda Baker, and Buda Baker was really good in week one.
Yeah, Buda Baker was really good. I mean, he had a lot of really good calls in there. So the only one that I can think of that was upsetting initially was Morgan Burnett getting benched for Terrell Edmonds, the Steelers rookie. So,
was Garrett the best call?
Garrett was probably the best call because he looks really good.
DeForest Buckner looked pretty good too.
They had DeForest Buckner. I mean, interior defensive linemen don't usually score a bunch. And I've had some people hit me up for those questions. And one guy was like, well, TJ Watt and Myles Garrett, and it was somebody else good. I think maybe Littleton were all on the wire for him. And he was like, can you order them for me as far as pickups? And I said, Littleton, Garrett, and then Watt.
Oh, Littleton over Garrett.
Yeah. Well, for tackles, you know, when we're playing IDP, we are really looking at consistent tackle numbers. And especially with Mark Barron being down, I don't know. He's questionable for this week. He may be in or out. But you saw week one, the Welsh. Corey Littleton won you a week against me.
He did.
So I think that that's a fairly good call. So and the other two guys, you know, I know TJ Watt had 4 sacks in the first game and a blocked field goal. I'm not going to match those numbers again for the rest of the year.
You think so? It was a lot of sacks the entire year?
Yeah, I think so. I think if he stays healthy, because he had a game like that against Cleveland in the opener last year where he had 2 sacks. He might have blocked a punt in that one, and he had a pick. So it was the best game that he had all year, but he injured his groin. So he's playing at like 75% for the rest of the season. So, I mean, that dude could be a stud if he can stay healthy, but he was also hurt during the preseason. So I don't know. We'll have to wait and see on that one.
Well, everyone can check it out. You just got to make sure to go check out the, the individual defensive podcast over
right.
on Fantrax. Bogman's got 2 college shows and then obviously all of the In This League coverage. It is immense and it is all out there. So follow us on Twitter at IsTheWelsh, at Bogman Sports. Get at us and obviously go play those DFS lineups we talked to you about. So week 2, we're going to go through the games game by game. We'll go through some line stuff, but how did we do last week? Because the tease, not so good.
Okay, so let me just hear, what do you think you did on over-unders?
Well, you said one of us did 50%, so I'm going to assume I was the one that got 50%, and I'm going to say it was over-under.
No.
Oh.
No. You were really close to 50% on over-under. You were 7-8.
Okay, seven for eight.
And I was 5-10 on over under. I was not good.
So was I 50% on the line?
You were not. You were 5-11 on the line.
Oh, what were you the 50%?
I was 8-8 against the spread, 5-10 on the over unders.
All right, so you're the line guy, and I'm the over under guy.
Yeah, apparently for week one at least. That's okay. What it was.
So. I did have a perfect over under last year though.
One week, yeah. Yeah. You mentioned that last show as well. So
perfect.
That was last year. Yep.
Yeah.
Nailed all of them.
Very, very far.
It definitely
away.
Wasn't random guessing. So that's good.
No. Not at all. This is this is advanced. No, advanced yeah, gambling advice, guys.
You definitely gamble a bunch, so
yeah. I toy with it. I battle it because I really think I'd get hard into it.
We right after that week, we had P2P on our football podcast at that point. And this is before we were doing a weekly show with him. And you said, Pisa Pia, I went 15 of 15 or 14 of 14, whatever it was, against the spread this week. And he's like, dude, how much money did you win? And then I could hear all the joy.
Yeah. Every ounce of excitement was like, none.
Go, just go away because you put no money
not
on it.
$1.
Not once.
Perfect.
You never once gambled money.
Not one. I think it was 13 because I think he had some bye weeks and stuff. I feel like It was a perfect 13-0 and not $1 was bet. That's absurd.
I mean, that's depressing. It's almost, yeah, you should almost cry. So
we got to get a bookie. We got to move out of Arizona is number one. All right. So let's get into this. Let's go through the games here. Let's start. Obviously, you have the Thursday night game, which we talked about. Bengals 34, Ravens 23. That obviously hit the over and wasn't Cincinnati was favored in it, too, right?
I think they were slightly. I picked Baltimore, but in the one that I do, we have confidence points. I put that one at the lowest confidence that I had because it's Thursday coming. You know, Baltimore looked dominant against Buffalo. I didn't think you could pull anything away from that. And I, you know. Baltimore got to rest their starters for half the game. I figured maybe they would come out a little fresher than Cincinnati. Obviously, that was not the case. So Cincinnati came out, looked really good. So they wound up winning, and I lost that one. But like I said, lowest confidence of the week I put on that one.
So the first game up is the Panthers and the Falcons. So the Panthers are going to go to Atlanta. We have got, actually, isn't that, we've got a little ITL meetup that's going on. Are they going to hit that football game?
Yeah, they're definitely hitting that game. So that should be a fun one to go to. And there are a bunch of Falcon fans in there. I don't think there's any Panther fans in there.
I don't think so. Well, there's a couple Falcon fans. And then the rest are just alcohol fans.
Yep. So
if you're in the Georgia area, be careful. Is just what I'm saying. Because there is going to be a crew of ITL guys that are going to be ripping and a tearing. So you have got Atlanta favored by 6. The over-under is 44.5. Matt Ryan, less than stellar game. Cam Newton was the leading rusher for Carolina, but obviously we saw Christian McCaffrey be the main guy, and Julio Jones was dominant. An interesting note, Heath Cummings was, we mentioned, was on our podcast over on the In This League Fantasy Football podcast this week. If you go listen to it, he had Cam Newton as a quarterback one disappointment. I believe he even had Cam Newton for week two as a not QB one overall. Like, he was not starting Cam Newton. So he
and
was
isn't
way
Cam
out.
Newton ranked really high in those Fantasy Pros weekly rankings?
Let's look here. I actually just saw somebody updated theirs and put Cam Newton at 2 overall. He is 3 overall at quarterback on Fantasy Pros overall rankings against Atlanta.
If I'm remembering correctly, I just think that Atlanta plays their game plan against Cam Newton is we're not going to let anybody run. He has to throw the ball. So, and they lose Greg Olsen. So I think the spread is too big, especially the way Atlanta came out and looked on Thursday. So I think the spread is too big. I think I'm going to take Carolina. I think this is going to be a low scoring game. So for me, I'm going to take Carolina and the under. I'm not super excited about it. If I had confidence points, I think I would be fairly low on this game. But yeah, I think I'm definitely going to wind up taking Carolina in this one because I think the spread of 6 is just too big.
Yeah, I don't like that either, but I could also see this game being like a 27-24, So that's going to, I'm going to take the over on this. I'm going to go over. Maybe it's the Rube move. But I am the over under guy, Bogman, but I
you
am
are,
going
apparently.
To, I'm going to go with you and I'm going to take Carolina because I think that, I think this game is going to be relatively close. Atlanta did lose two key defenders in Keanu Neal and with Deion Jones.
Yep, that's it.
So, you know, those that's not going to help by any means. Maybe there's a struggle with Carolina, but I feel like Christian McCaffrey is going to be doing, speaking of ripping and tearing,
yeah,
there's going to be a lot of that going on. They also, the Falcons are without Devontae Freeman. So, I mean, maybe even more so, like, I actually don't know how this line is holding. I don't know if maybe this hasn't been updated. I could see this maybe adjusting before game time if people were getting in on it, but I'm going to go Carolina with the points, but I am going to take the over. And I agree with you. I don't really feel like I feel awesome about this one at all.
It's just, it's a low, low confidence points, especially, I mean, interdivisional games are usually fairly low confidence points anyway. To be honest, I might've put this at 2 or 3. So this one, I don't feel good picking either way about this one.
All right. Next up, we have got the Chargers that are visiting the Bills. We have got a 7.5 line to the Clippers / Chargers, and the over under is 43. Phillip Rivers, big week last week. Melvin Gordon, not on the rushing side, but on the receiving end. Keenan Allen had 100 yards and a touchdown. It is also the Josh Allen era, had you not heard the big news. He is going to be the quarterback. So there is a ton of stories in this where what role does Murphy play against McCoy with what we saw last week? How is Josh Allen going to react? On the Chargers side, I think a second week of Eckler having, you know, a successful run at being a receiver and a little bit running back is going to put him in that Chris Thompson flex conversation. And obviously, you know, are we going to see a heightened Mike Williams after Terrell Williams is falling down confidence chart? So what do you think about this game?
The Chargers at the Bills should just be a Chargers romp. Like, the Bills look lost right now. The offensive line is ugly. The Clippers don't need Joey Bosa in this game. I think that the Chargers are going to roll over Buffalo. It's not going to be a fun one to watch. So I've got the Chargers, and I would definitely take the under in this one. I just think in games where the Bills are playing, because their offense is so anemic, you just have to take the under until they can prove that they can score.
Yeah, I think I'm definitely with you. So, well, you took the under, right?
Yeah, I took the Chargers in the under.
Yeah, I'm going to go with you. I'm going to take the Chargers. I mean, I'm surprised this isn't closer to... Didn't we have like a 9.5 last week?
Yeah, we have a 9.5 and a 13 this week.
So. Oh, really? Okay. Wow, I'm surprised this game isn't the 13. But yeah, I'm going to go Chargers, and I'll go with the under. Yeah, I mean, you know, Chargers put up 35, and then if the Bills get that late, you know, run at the end, this could definitely hit that over. But I'll go under, and I'll go Chargers here. So I think, are we the same? No.
No, you had the over in the Atlanta and Carolina game.
All right, maybe one more here. This is probably going to be one of the biggest ones to deal with. This is the Packers and the Vikings. We don't know Aaron Rodgers' status 100%. We don't know Devontae Adams' status 100%. It's got the line is Green Bay 1, but the over-under, is this just a straight pick across?
It's an A.
Don't have it.
Yeah, because they don't know if Rodgers is going to be healthy enough to play. So they usually don't have an over-under there because it would sink so much lower if it was Kaiser.
Is this okay, if Kaiser was in, is this Minnesota 7.5 on the line?
More than that.
You think it's like 10?
Yeah, probably. So Kaiser's terrible, dude. He's awful.
All right, so let's assume Aaron Rodgers is playing. How we have to take this, right?
I think questionable means playing for the quarterback position.
So
it
no
doesn't necessarily for wide receivers, running backs, because of, you know, they got to warm up and, you know, you pull a hammy or whatever. You can't get loosened up, that kind of thing. But I think quarterback questionable means go.
Okay. So then even before picking the line here, how important do you think Jamal Williams is in this game? Like from an overall thing, like if Aaron Rodgers is banged up, are they going to want to hit that running game more? Aaron Jones is looming. Is Jamal Williams going to want to solidify himself more? Like someone had asked me a question of who would I want to start this week? Marshawn Lynch, Jamal Williams, and who the hell was the other? James White. And I said this, I said, for the home run, I want Jamal Williams. For the safety option, I want Marshawn Lynch. And if Burkhead is out, it's James White over all of them.
I think that's a good way to put it. I think for that, I would probably want to start Marshawn Lynch.
And that's what I said to them, by the way. My pick was Marshawn Lynch, but then I laid out how I look at it.
I hate that. I hate those options.
I know, don't you?
Yeah, it's probably Lynch for that one. But you could see, well, that's an easy one to get incorrect. I'll just say that.
Yeah, it's less than ideal. It's poopy.
Yeah, it definitely is. But I think in that scenario, I would go with Lynch. But I get what you're saying with Jamal Williams. I just, he's going to be running into the teeth of the defense. I think that this is why Aaron Rodgers plays, because if you have a shot to win, you got to pass the ball against Minnesota. And, you can play ball control, but I just don't think that stuff's going to work. I think you just flat out have to outscore them.
So are you Minnesota over Green Bay here?
I'm Minnesota over Green Bay for this week. I think that Aaron Rodgers is going to play. He's going to be a bit of a statue, and playing against Minnesota's defense is different than playing against Chicago's defense. So I'm going to take Minnesota in this one. And obviously we don't have an over under. So
I absolutely hate this one. Going into Green Bay is tough. Aaron Rodgers is tough. I'm going to stick Green Bay. I'm going to stick
Green
Bay.
Go with the home team.
It's essentially a pick 'em. I'm going to go with the home team. This one, if Aaron Rodgers doesn't play, do we agree this one becomes null and void?
I think I would just flip to Green Bay. So, okay. Or I mean, I think that if we get an over-under, I would probably take the under,
well,
whatever
if Aaron Rodgers doesn't play, this is Minnesota by whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
DeShone Kizer is the worst quarterback in the NFL.
Well, now that Landry Jones isn't in the NFL, I would agree with that.
100%. He's just the active Landry Jones now. That's all he is. It's took that mantle. So, all right, don't go anywhere. When we come back, we are going to pick up with all of the first games. We call them the morning games out here. For you guys, they're the early afternoon games. Then we'll get into the late afternoon games. We'll get into the Sunday night and obviously the Monday night game. We're going to break them all down, lines and everything. So don't go anywhere. More In This League. Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh. We'll be back.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
It's In This League.
It's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they use to make...
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world, says who?
IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
This past Sunday, another DailyRoto.com subscriber won $1 million, Bogman. Playing fantasy football. That makes $7 million winners. Yes, you heard that right. 7 DailyRoto.com subscribers have now won $1 million. So head on over to DailyRoto.com. Go click on Go Premium and find out how you could party with our successful community of daily fantasy players. And if it's sports wagering you're into, click on the sports betting tab and go to DailyRoto.com/betting, where you'll be able to use the same tools and algorithms for moneyline picks, picks against the spread, game totals, and the use of a player props tool that can now be turned loose to forecast spectacular game performances that you can now capitalize on without having to worry about salary caps. That's DailyRoto.com. Go click on Go Premium, the industry website where millionaires are made, literally. Literally.
Can you give me a premium one more time?
Yeah, Go Premium.
Okay.
What, am I saying? I'm not saying premium wrong.
You tripped over a little bit.
No, I didn't. What did I say?
I mean, premium.
Premium.
That's kind of how you sounded when you said it. No, you sounded like a drunk guy a little bit. Go back and listen.
Believe me, I am not drunk enough doing the rest of the show. Sometimes that could be the case on how we do shows. That is not the case on this one. So my picks are going to be horrible.
I mean, right now, all I'm doing is eating this chocolate cake shake. This thing is money.
How have you not? Like, there is nothing that would take me this long to devour. Mm. Why are you just not finishing
it's gigantic,
dude. No, it's not.
I'm not that big of an ice cream person. You know, you know the large drink you would get at any place? They filled it up with chocolate shake.
I mean, that's
if I ate
lot.
This whole thing, I'd have to saw my foot off.
I mean, okay, that's a lot. But you already did half of it, though, didn't you?
No. So Thursday night football with Bogman over at ITL.
Patreon.com/ITL Army. Come join with us, and you can witness the madness that is Bogman on Thursdays.
So the reason we do Thursday night football with Bogman is because the Thursday night game is, in general, terrible.
Yeah.
This week, it was bad. Week one, it was terrible. It was a flag fest. And by the way, this Thursday coming up, it's Cleveland at the Jets. So it's been an ugly early schedule for Thursday night football. So I just, you know, with the subscribers on Patreon.com, I give a little extra back. I hang out for the entirety of the game, but usually that's right in the middle of dinner time. And, you know, I'm a guy of larger carriage, so people like to watch me eat ridiculous things. So Youngberg this week, there's a Portillo's in our area.
Rotund, is, would you say, Bogman?
No, I wouldn't.
Someone else would.
someone else would. But so anyway, there's a Portillo's in my area, like in my hood. So it's a very famous Chicago hot dog place. And I've had it before, but I haven't had like the true Chicago menu. One of our guys, Michael Youngberg, shout out to him. He sent me a bunch of money to get the true Chicago experience. So he bought me cheese fries, the onion rings, the big Italian beef with hot and sweet peppers, and a Polish sausage and a gigantic chocolate cake shake.
Okay, run that by one more time, that menu.
Okay. So it was the big items here were the Polish sausage with I got with grilled onions and mustard, and I took the pickles off and tomatoes. Gross.
Oh my God, everything I hate.
But I like Polish sausage with mustard and onions. So that to be honest, I haven't even eaten it yet. I could not get it all down. So he said large cheese fries. So I went with that. That's pretty damn good.
No argument.
Yeah, how can you screw up cheese fries? Onion rings, you don't like onions.
No, so actually, you know what? I actually like onion rings. I like onion rings. I do
if
not
deep
like...
If they're deep fried enough, it's
absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. All right. A little cheese sauce on them, maybe some ranch.
And so the big Italian beef sandwich, which I've had a bunch of different things from Portillo's.
Bet you love it.
And everything's
Italian
been
beef.
Small. Like they have a beef and cheddar croissant. And it's really good, but it's small. I mean, the cheese is rich. You know, it's very filling, but it's small. So I didn't think this big Italian beef sandwich is like if you took a Subway sandwich and stuffed it full of beef and peppers. So it was very good. I couldn't even finish that. I had that with mozzarella and the peppers and all that stuff. And I mean, I had like maybe two bites of this thing last night. Because I had all that, I killed the onion rings, I killed the cheese fries, and I killed 90% of the big Italian beef. I could not touch the Polish sausage; it's still in my fridge. So
that is an amazingly long but detailed breakdown.
That's right.
I mean,
so if you would like me to try something, sign up and send me some grub.
How disappointed are you going to be?
And I will buy it.
How disappointed are you going to be when like no one ponies up for you?
I mean, I'll just get something lame, you know, I'll get Domino's. So boring, but whatever. I mean, it's cheap, you know, uh-huh.
As long as they're not a sponsor of the network, then I mean, yeah, but you know, but no,
it's just something boring, something that delivers. I mean, I like getting Postmates and Uber Eats, but that stuff can add up a little bit sometimes.
Up a couple shekels, my friends. Sure. All right, let's get back to the games after Bogman. I mean, just. Very, very thorough breakdown of Portillo's and the Chicago experience. I like that. I like hearing what that all is. The cheese fries sound.
I mean, how do you screw cheese fries? They're really good. You know,
it can be done without enough cheese.
It can be done. I guess if McDonald's tried it, they'd probably mess it
up. Like if you ever go to any like outdoor park or, you know, a fair and they're like, we got cheese fries. You're like, oh man, that sounds amazing. And they just have the nacho cheese pump and they just put like two pumps on the cheese and the fries. And you're like, after six fries, there's no more cheese. It's like getting ballpark nachos, the generic ones. They're horrible.
You got to, if you're going to the ballpark and you get nachos, you got to go with those helmet nachos.
Yeah, well, because those have things on them. Otherwise, it's like a little tin with a bunch of tortilla chips that cost, you know, 20 cents and then just awful, just horrible, horrible nacho cheese from a pump.
And those same chips that were made in like 1958.
They're probably literally from 1958. They're so stale and disgusting. Hate them. Hate them. All right. Texans at the Titans in Tennessee. We have got Houston favored by 3. Over-under is 43. There's a question mark of quarterbacks. Marcus Mariota may play, but they're talking Blaine Gabbert could get in. I want no part of Mariota if I have him as a starter for whatever reason. I would want absolutely no part of him this week. The Texans seem like they're in a good matchup. Tennessee's defense is meh. Deshaun Watson, not the best first game. Lamar Miller was kind of a dude. And DeAndre Hopkins was efficient but relatively quiet. I think Hopkins is going to have a big week this week. I'm cool with Lamar Miller, but I think Deshaun Watson gets going. And Will Fuller was inactive week one. He looks like he's going to be back, and I think that opens up the field. Where on the Tennessee side, we'll see if it continues to be more Deion Lewis over Derrick Henry. And where is Corey Davis sit as far as his role without Delanie Walker? So what do you think about this game?
I mean, I think this is Houston in a romp. The Houston wins easily in this game. Tennessee might be, it might be the worst team in the NFL.
You know, not a top 10 pick. Houston, I don't think, was on the survivor pick. No one was taking him.
Yeah, I mean, Tennessee, especially right now, you know, with Mariota being hurt, you lose Delanie Walker for the year. Both of their starting offensive tackles, left and right, are gone this game. They're not playing. Conklin and Luan, they're both out in this game. You know, Houston has had a good defense. The defense is healthy right now. I just think that this is an easy Houston win, even on the road. And did you know that every single new coach, brand new head coach last week lost? All of them.
I feel like we're going to get countered with every single new head coach is going to win this week.
Well, that would be Vrabel. That would be in this game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm not
banking on it. I'm saying, like, in a world where we look at that stat, we're like, hey, everyone's got a new job, they all lost. I feel like the world will want to counter with more stats like that. Zero chance. Zero shares of picking Tennessee in this game. Even though, you know, if healthy, with a healthy Marcus Mariota, I do think Tennessee is dangerous. You know, I think that they have offensive weapons, but losing Delanie Walker really hurts.
I think they can be dangerous. I think it's a later in the year when the defense gets healthy, when the tackles are healthy, they can run downhill a little bit more with Derrick Henry. They can use him a little bit more, but I think they're going to be down in this game. I think they're going to be passing, and I think that increases Houston's chance for interceptions. And I just think Houston wins this one going away. So Houston in the over for me. Over's 43, it's Houston by 3.
Yeah, I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to go Houston and the over as well on this one. All right, we have got the Cleveland Browns at the Nolens Saints. The Saints are favored by 9.5. The over-under is 49. We obviously know it was a shootout with New Orleans and Tampa Bay. Drew Brees not going to be happy, though. Big stats. Michael Thomas was absolutely nuts with the 16 catches, 180 yards. The Browns played fine. You know, they got to a tie with the Steelers. I know that still chaps your ass a little bit.
Yeah, sure does.
Talk to me about this game with the Browns. Did they play well enough to be able to keep this game relatively close or no?
Dude, the Browns got 6 turnovers last week and tied.
It's not great.
So I just, the offense was ineffective. I don't see a way that they can win this game, especially with a pissed off New Orleans Saints team that got embarrassed at home, ruined everybody's life in survival last week. And Drew Brees in the offense looked amazing. So they're going to put up points against Cleveland. Cleveland's going to have to score, you know, and Cleveland couldn't score with 6 turnovers last week. You also have Sean Payton versus Hugh Jackson in this game. I just don't think that this is a question at all. I'm going to take New Orleans. The over-under is tough for
me. How much is Greg Williams going to pay those defenders to get at Drew Brees?
I understand that, you know, but on the other hand of that, why wouldn't this be a New Orleans run-up too?
Just missed the good joke, though, Fox. Pay him. Remember?
I know, but they don't like each other. Sean Payton and Greg Williams don't like each other. Greg Williams is pissed that he was. Well, that's what I'm saying is this is going to be a run up. I think New Orleans is going to win this game.
I see what you're saying. Yeah,
I think they're going to run the score up. I think this is like a 42-17 game, something like that. So I'm going to go New Orleans and hit the over.
Yeah, I'm going to take the over on this too, though I am tempted, you know, the expectations we had on New Orleans defense, like this could be the game where some of that comes in. The run it up factor is definitely interesting, but Josh Gordon going to play a bigger role. I mean, you know, this isn't the
same Browns. Josh Gordon had 69 of 89 snaps last week.
It's just going to be more of a target.
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that. So, I think that Cleveland could score. I think they'd be better off going to Baker Mayfield, to be honest with you. Just Tyrod Taylor was so ineffective last week is unbelievable. They had so many opportunities. I know it was in the rain. There was weather. It's his first game and everything. So there's time for him to get better. I just don't see it happening on the road in this game.
Yeah, I don't either. I'm going to go New Orleans, and I'm tempted to take the under in this game.
You just like to go the opposite of what I go with.
No, not necessarily, but I am going to go, you know what? I'm going to go under. Cleveland has a bit of an underrated defense.
They do. Man,
but do I want to stick? I'm going to go under.
Why don't you just take Cleveland in the under? You want to do it.
Yeah, let's go Cleveland in the under. Let's
just do it. Oh, my God.
Let's go. Let's do it. Let's go. Well, you got guys like Myles Garrett. You know, you've got a pretty intense defense that is out there. So I think they're going to be able to play up on the Saints a little
bit. Name a Browns linebacker.
A Browns linebacker?
Yeah. Name a Browns linebacker.
Give me a second. Berkeley.
Berkeley. Nope.
Kirkley.
Berkeley's the city in California.
Kirkley. Christian Kirkley.
Kirksey.
Yeah, I know who you were talking about.
You were close.
David Njoku.
David Njoku. He could play linebacker.
He could. He's a freaking beast. Denzel Ward's a beast.
Yeah, Denzel Ward was really good.
Lock him up against Michael Thomas, Myles Garrett, get to that quarterback.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. He covered AB last week, and you know, AB smoked him a couple times. So he's still a rookie. He's gonna get picked on a little bit, and it doesn't get easier going from AB to Michael Thomas. So he had a pick, but the first pick that he had was the worst stare down I've ever seen Roethlisberger have. He could not have stared down AB anymore. And there were two guys to the left of him. And so he threw it a little bit to the right. And Denzel Ward was just standing there.
I'm going Saints in the under.
Saints in the under. Okay.
Yeah. It doesn't feel right doing the Browns. All right. Let's get one more in here. At least Miami at the Jets. Ooh, hated rivals here. We have got Ryan Tannehill doing his business. Isaiah Crowell, 100 yards in the game. He was efficient. Bilal Powell, though, started the game. Kenny Stills, an absolute unit. And Sam Darnold is
What is with
future.
Unit, by the way? Why is that your new thing?
Just a unit.
Yeah, what does that mean?
He's a guy. He's a dude. He's a beast.
Called Wilson STDLO or whatever.
That's the proper term of unit. Like when you see a big monster, that's a unit.
I saw someone else saying unit. I saw that it's a popular new word on Twitter. And now I hear you saying it here, you trendy F.
I was doing it a little bit ago.
Were you? Yeah. This is what I remember. This is it.
I've been doing it. I don't know, Bogman. We're units.
All right, Mr. Unit.
And this league is a unit. So what do you think about this? You like Darnold here? Do we like Tannehill? Devontae Parker might be back in the game. They said he's itching to get back in the game. And
not with that busted finger.
Well, they said he's going to get in the game, so I don't know about it. But what do you think about this game? Two and a half. Jets are favored 2.5. 4-3. 43.5 is the over-under.
Neither of these teams are as good as they played last week. I mean, the Jets defense isn't going to have a million pick sixes like they did against Matt Stafford. I mean, they might against Ryan Tannehill, but in general, they're not going to. And Miami doesn't get to play Tennessee's beat up, terrible defense. And, you know, Mariota goes out in the game. The game lasts 7 hours because of lightning strikes. So neither one of these teams are as good as advertised. I guess I'll say that. I'm going to take the Jets and Legohead, my boy, and I'm going to go with the over in this one. I want the home team. Most home teams are favored by 3. They only got 2.5 in this one, but I think the Jets can win this one. I don't think Miami is nearly as good. I think Tennessee might be the worst team in the NFL right now, and I don't think they will be the whole year, but I think right now they're fairly bad, and the Dolphins aren't that much better. But they beat them last week in Miami.
Did you say under or over?
No, New York Jets in the over.
All right, I'm going to go with you. I'm going to go with the Jets and the over. I like the Jets at home. They got some guys, you know? I don't think they're an immensely talented team. Yeah, the Jets remind me of a worse version. Take away the quarterback, they're a worse version of the 49ers. You know what I mean? Like, there's not, like, superstars on the team, but there's efficient guys. And maybe more when the Niners had McKinnon.
They're like DS Chiefs to me.
Yeah, sure. There you go. Exactly. All right. when we come back, we are going to be burning through some because we do have the Chiefs at the Steelers. We got a whole bunch of games we got to get through, so get ready as we plow through those. Talking more over-unders, talking the lines, and getting you ready for your week two of the fantasy football season. So don't go anywhere. More Bogman of the Welsh coming up right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And while you're at it, go check us out over at patreon.com/ITL Army. You can check out our GroupMe rooms. You can check out the secret comedy shows we do. Get it all in, digest it all, consume all of ITL. We'll be back.
Like a great pass rusher, the Roto experts will help you sack your fantasy football competition. When you register for their exclusive Edge fantasy package, you get a cheat sheet generator plus a player database with sortable projections and rankings from the best in the business. And you can join the fantasy conversation in the 24/7 Slack chat channel. Visit rotoexperts.com to register for the exclusive Edge fantasy package and enter the promo code FNTSY and you get a 10% discount. That's the rotoexperts.com exclusive Edge fantasy football package, promo code FNTSY.
In this league.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends listening to
In This League.
In the dark.
All right, final segment in this league. Thanks, everybody, that's been tuning in the whole time. If you miss any of it, you can go and listen to it on demand. You can go to fantasysportsnetwork.com/radio. You'll find it there. Or if you just want to get the milk from the source, you want to get the teat, you can get in there and you can go to the podcast world and you can milk the podcast yourself. Just squeak, 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 squeak.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying sometimes you go to the store to buy it, but then sometimes you just go to the source. Fantasy Sports Network, I guess, is the store to buy the milk. But if you would just want to get a direct source, go to iTunes. I teat. Just skeet, skeet, skeet. Just milk it. Skeet, skeet, skeet. Pod, pod, pod. Skeet, skeet, skeet. That's what you do. You can catch podcast on all the places where podcasts are. We are there. You can listen to any of it that you missed. We'd love to have you. And, of course, go search and find all the other stuff that we do. It's a lot. It's just the whole thing.
Just go do all the stuff also.
Yeah, yeah. So. Don't make me, like, plug it all. Just like, go do the stuff and the things and make my job easier. All right. Let's burn through because we have got a bevy of them. Chiefs at your Steelers. Pittsburgh is favored by 5.5. And oh, I see what you were talking about. Here is the highest over under 53.5. James Conner is a beast. Tyreek Hill is a unit. I know you're going to pick Pittsburgh with the 5.5, but what are you going to do with that over under?
I'm going to take Kansas City.
And no.
I just, after the way Pittsburgh played,
how could I
possibly pick them? But it's funny because I listened to a Steelers podcast, of course, and they had a beat writer from ESPN Kansas City on, and he picked the Steelers to win this game. I mean, historically, the Steelers have beat the Chiefs like a drum recently, but I mean, Pat Mahomes is just a different animal than Alex Smith. So I think, you know, he can move the pocket. He keeps his eyes downfield. And the Steelers just can't cover anyone with the blanket. So I'm going to take the under on this. I don't think it's going to go as high as 53.5, but I'm definitely, I think the Steelers win this game straight out. I think this is like a 24-23 game. This is a 24-21 game, something like that. I don't think it's going to score this much. So
it is interesting. We have two of the top five quarterbacks ranked wise over at Fantasy Pros for week two. Ben Roethlisberger is ranked as the number 2, and Patrick Mahomes is ranked as number 5. So you've got a high scoring probability that's going on. I'm with you. This totally could go over that over under, but, and it does feel a little bit of a trap, by the way, because like you see that number and everyone's going to want to take the under just, you know, based on it being just ridiculously high. But I'm kind of with you. I'm going to go with the under here. I don't like taking more points than that. I think, there could be some like deficiencies in the offense maybe to start the game. I do think the Steelers are going to want to be aggressive, though, especially coming off of that loss. And that's why I'm going to stick with Pittsburgh. I think the offense will be aggressive. I think they'll be efficient. Kansas City's defense is not quite what it was before. And I don't know. I kind of have like a maybe Patrick Mahomes mistakey type of game coming through. He looked so good in week one. This is going to be a little bit of a different beast, but I'm going to go, I think, with you. Or no, you took Kansas City. I'm going to take Pittsburgh, but I'm going to take the under on this one.
All right. What's next? That's a stupid game.
Yep. Eagles, Tampa Bay. We have got Philly favored by 3.5. The over-under is 44.5. Ryan Fitzpatrick is a wizard. Mike Evans might be back. There's no Darren Sproles. There's no Carson Wentz. There's no Alshon Jeffrey. Yet Philly is still favored by 3.5. Will we never believe in Tampa Bay? I'm not so sure. What say you?
I say Philly in the under. I don't think Tampa Bay is nearly as good as they were against the Saints. And I think whereas the Saints defense, you know, they were good last year. They were horrible the year before that. And looks like they reverted. Philly's been good for a while. So on defense. So I'm going to take Philly. And I'm going to take the under, like you said, two backup quarterbacks again in this game. I don't think Fitzmagic is going to have it 2 weeks in a row. So I'm going to take Philly and the under.
I think I agree that he might not, quote, have it, but I still think, like, they found a rhythm. They found that rhythm with Mike Evans. Hopefully, if DeSean Jackson's out there with Chris Godwin, they've got a pretty good trio. Maybe Cameron Brate gets back into it. They surprisingly have weapons.
DeSean Jackson is questionable. I think he's going to play, but he's questionable.
Yeah, but they do have weapons. So I think they're going to be able to put up some points. I do think this is still a game for the Eagles. I actually like Nick Foles pretty decently in this game. Jay Ajayi should get the brunt of it. Corey Clement is a very sneaky option. You and I were talking about this earlier. Like, I have all the shares of Corey Clement, and I would say, let's just for argument's sake here, say I have 5 shares because I might have 6. I think 4 of the 5, I found a way to get him in as a flex option this week. I might pay for it, but I'm going to take that risk.
I think that's a good option because no Sproles, like you said, and I know they want to work Jay Ajayi more, but if they get up early in this game, you could see a ton of Corey Clement in the second half. So yeah. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, so that's where I'm going with it. So I am going to go Philly, but I'm going to take the over in this one for a little bit more scoring because all we need is a 24-21, and I got this. Though I might need a little point more for to get the Eagles side of it. Colts at Redskins. Washington is favored by 6. The over-under is 48.5. Andrew Luck back. Adrian Peterson still alive. Speaking of still alive, I just saw this down. I must have missed this earlier, that Marlon Mack was a full participant in Friday's practice. So looking...
Return of the Mack.
Very likely for Marlon Mack to be out there. So take out your Jordan Wilkins shares. But Nyheim Hines is still an interesting option here. So what do you think about this game with Marlon Mack back in?
Well, this one's a little difficult because I don't think the Redskins are as good as they looked against the Cardinals. I think, you know, the Cardinals and the Titans at this point are fighting over the first overall pick. So, the spread is a bit big, -6, but they're at home. The line for the Colts is still fairly bad. I'm going to take Washington in this one, but I'm going to go with the over. And I think that's kind of hedging a little bit in this game, because I think if it's over, if it does go over, Indy's probably going to beat this big spread. But I think if it's under, Washington's going to win going away. So I feel like I'm going to get one here.
Okay, so that's interesting because I'm going to go with what you said of the both ends. I'm going to take the over and I'm going to take Indianapolis. So I think the Colts are going to, I think this is a shootout because they are going to continuously be scoring and they're going to keep it very interesting. And that's why I like the points on Indianapolis and I like the over on this one. Arizona at the Rams. This is the number one survival pick so far that we've seen. The Rams are favored by 13. The over-under is only 44.5. It should be a lot of Todd Gurley. David Johnson is healthy, though. I'll be interested to see how the wide receiver mix goes between Cooks and Woods and Cup.
They got them all in there.
Yeah, they did.
I was very impressed because they won kind of in a blowout against Oakland. I mean, they won by 20 points. It's a blowout, but until the end of the game where, you know, Marcus Peters had his whole junk grab into the end zone, Marshawn Lynch thing, it was fairly close. So not close, but closer than a blowout. But I think the Rams are going to win this one just going away. I think they are going to pound the Cardinals into the ground. I think Sam Bradford sucks now. He was a statue before. Now it feels like he has concrete boots on, like the mafia got to him or something. That dude cannot move around. Their offensive line is bad. The defensive line for the Rams is incredible. I think this is the Rams and over. I think they could put up 44.5 by themselves.
I got a hard time with this one, man.
You shouldn't.
I know I should. Well, but I got a hard time because both of these but these are dumb lines. 13 Lock for the Rams and 44.
They're going to win by 30. Almost. Almost.
I mean,
I might owe you $50.
I think you owe me like $25. Like $25 you owe me.
They are going to smash the Cardinals.
Venmo me later when things are good. When money's a little bit better, Venmo me. Oh man, that was exactly what I needed.
That was so close. I got out.
I'm dying. I am going to take the over on this, but I'm going to take Arizona.
You're so stupid.
I'm so dumb. I am. But just the 13 Dude, points.
When Bradford has his third pick six, I am going to cuss next week if they win by 40. What were you effing thinking?
Well, go put your money on it. Go put your money on the Rams then. Call up Rosa. He get you in Vegas and go put
tell everyone my bookie.
Go put that 20. Go put that 25 you owe me on the Rams. Yeah. Go put that on the over. Ooh, is that a good bet? By the way, this week
is that the lock of the week? That's a lock of the week. Have you ever seen Two for the Money?
I don't remember which one that was.
The one with Al Pacino and
where Pacino is Stu Feiner.
Yeah, exactly. So that in that movie, there's this line that Matthew McConaughey says. He's like, would you bet your mother's house? And he goes, with my mother in it.
Well, that's he said McConaughey. That was a Pacino.
No, he goes, would you bet your mother's house? And then McConaughey goes, with my mother in it.
And that's where you're at?
My mother in it.
Well,
yes.
Let's you and me. Let's pull some money together and let's hit up Rosa.
Okay. I'm good.
After this.
Yeah, a couple teasers in there. Yeah, let's do that.
What do you want to do? 20 apiece? We'll just pull it together?
Yeah, let's together a couple of these games.
Let's be a rube. Let's do a parlay.
Let's do all the ones that we agree on.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. And we agree on the over on this one, big time.
Yes.
Oh, yep. Okay. All right, let's burn through the rest of these and let's figure out what our parlay is going to be. Like a bunch of gambling rubes. My 49ers are hosting the Detroit Lions. Niners are favored by 6. The over-under is 48.5. The Lions, Kenny Golladay looked incredible, but the Lions did not look incredible overall. The 49ers were definitely less than stellar, and they're going to be without Marquise Goodwin in this game, but we both love Dante Pettis in this. I actually don't love a lot about this because I think it's a high line, and the 49ers defense is pretty good. There's some versions of the Lions. Like, between the Lions not being the worst defense in the NFL and the Niners having some offensive deficiencies, I don't really love the over-under, so I'm actually going to take the under, and I don't love that the Niners are favored by 6, but I'm going to take San Francisco in the under.
Man, this one, I think Tennessee's bad. I think Arizona's bad. Detroit played bad. I don't think they're as bad as they played. I'm going to take Detroit in this one.
Ooh, are you taking them to win straight out, too?
No. No, I still think the Niners will probably win the game, but I think this could be a 3-point game, and I'm going to go with the over. I think the Lions are going to make the Niners score, but I think the Niners are up for it. So, I mean, they got stomped by the Jets, but Stafford had so many turnovers. So many of those were short fields they were set up with, and then that big explosive Crowell run. I wouldn't expect the Lions to give that up again. But, I'm going to take Detroit in the over in this one. I don't like this game at all.
No confidence. Broncos, Raiders. Broncos favored by 6.5. Over-under is 46. Philip Lindsay, a story. I'm excited to see what he is this week. I think Amari Cooper is going to get put in the game because of all the hubbub early on. So we got to burn through a couple more. But what do you think here? 6.5, Denver, 46 over-under.
Broncos over. I think I might be as confident about this as I am about the Rams.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go with you. I'm going to go with Broncos over. I don't know if this will be part of our parlay or not, but I do like both of those. Jaguars, Patriots, over-under is 44.5. New England favored by 1. Tom Brady, Burkhead's a question. Tom Brady is just always Tom Brady. Gronk, I'm curious to see where Gronk is going to get pressed in this game. Like, not that you would ever not start him, but he would not be a DFS option for me. And obviously, Leonard Fournette makes this a really unpredictable game. And this wouldn't be something I would want to mess with. I am going to... Oh, man.
I think if Fournette was healthy, I would take Jacksonville.
I think I'm with you, but I'm going to go New England and the under.
Same.
Okay.
New England and the under as well.
All right. We have got the Sunday night game. Oh, baby. It's just like every year, Sunday night game. Them boys, the Dallas Cowboys, hosting the New York football Giants. Saquon Barkley is this year's version of Elliott as far as, you know, let's take a rookie in the top 7 picks. So far, so good. Saquon Barkley looks great. Beckham is right back at it. Elliott was a little bit tenuous in the first game back. So what do you think about this game? Dallas is favored by 3, a pretty low over-under, 42.5. I think the lowest of the week.
I hate this one. I'm taking the Giants and taking the over. I think both teams could score. The Giants defense is horrific. But Dallas's offense is as bad as Giants defense. So I'm going to take the Giants and the over. I just think that at the end of the day, the league is favors the offense over the defense team. So I just think that, you know, the Giants offense didn't look bad against Jacksonville. So I think they're going to roll pretty good against Dallas.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm same thing. I'm going to go Giants and the over. All right. Last game, Monday night. It's the Seahawks at the Bears. The Bears are favored by 3.5. The over-under is 43. I've picked Trubisky across the board here. I really like him in this game. Seattle, in general, is just worrisome. Doug Baldwin is out for a bit. Tyler Lockett jumps into that role. So Chicago, 3.5, over-under 43.
You know, Seattle didn't look nearly as bad as I thought they were going to. I'm going to take them. I'm going to take Seattle in the under. I think this is... this is a veteran team versus a young team. I don't know if they'll win straight out in Chicago on the road, but I feel like they could pull this upset, and I think they could keep it close. So I'm going to say Seattle on the under.
All right, this is one we'll disagree with because I'm going to go with Chicago, and I'm going to take the over on this. I think there could be some. This is one of those, I think, the Bears route early. Khalil Mack is going to make Russell Wilson's day a living hell. I think they could get a few points before half, and then second half, it's a little bit more Seattle coming back, but Chicago continues to roll with it. I think Trubisky has a good day, 2-3 touchdowns. So I'm going to go Chicago, and I'm going to go with the over. And those are our picks. So probably offline, we'll have to figure out what our parlay is going to be, right? Or do we have any others here, Boggs? I'm looking.
I want to take like all those big spreads. Yeah. I think
we can just an over under parlay.
No. I mean, against the spread, not the over under. I want New Orleans minus 9.5. I want the Rams minus whatever, 55. And what's 13? The other one? The Chargers. Oh, man. Chargers minus 7.5. I want all those.
All right. So maybe we need to do a couple bets. I'll go in on with that one, but we need to then do an over-under parlay too.
Okay.
Let's see pay. We're going to go check out. Hey, you know what? Maybe we can go to dailyroto.com. We can see what the wagering tools have for us and look at prop bets too. I always love messing around with prop bets. And then, of course, for you, did you say who you picked? Who the hell did you pick? The Rams for your survivor pool?
Yeah, we picked the Rams. I wanted the Chargers, but he didn't like the teams traveling across country. So
can you imagine we both pick LA teams? What a world. What a world.
I'm not changing anything. My first gut instinct is what I'm going with.
I think that's a smart idea there. All right. Hope you guys have a great week too. Enjoy all the games. If you want, you can come listen to Gabe and Corey on Sunday afternoon. I will be doing the news updates, probably god awful on them, but tune in for them. You can catch us also. Yeah, the breathing. Catch us Monday night, Fantasy Black Book and the ITL Fantasy Football Podcast. Otherwise, if you don't listen to all those, you know, listen to us here. We'll be back next week for you. We'll go through all the rest of the stuff. For Bogman, I am the Welsh. Let's get it. Week 2. Peace out.
See ya.